This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Europe's fight to secure COVID-19 vaccine supplies sharpened on Thursday when Britain demanded that it receive all the shots it paid for after the European Union asked AstraZeneca to divert supplies from the UK. The EU is scrambling to get supplies just as the West's biggest drug makers slow deliveries to the bloc due to production problems. EU member states are far behind Israel, the United Kingdom, and the United States in rolling out vaccines. U.S. President Joe Biden will reopen the United States online health insurance marketplace for people who cannot obtain coverage through their employers, the White House said on Thursday. Biden took office last week, and he'll restore access to healthcare.gov with an executive order on Thursday afternoon. It's the latest in a blitz of moves by the Democratic president to quickly reverse the policies of his Republican predecessor, Donald Trump. Some African nations have begun administering vaccines against COVID-19, regional health officials said Thursday, though Tanzania's dissenting president was singled out for his trust in alternative remedies and God. The director of the African Union Bloc's Disease Control and Prevention Body said a few countries had begun vaccinating, including Morocco, Egypt, Seychelles, and Guinea. Disease experts say that after developing and rolling out COVID-19 vaccines at record speed, drug makers are already facing variants of the rapidly evolving coronavirus that may render them ineffective and that will require months more of research and investment. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Myanmar's Election Commission on Thursday rejected allegations by the country's military of voter fraud in last year's election and said there were no errors big enough to impact the credibility of the vote. The commission's statement comes 2 days after the armed forces spokesman declined to rule out a coup and warned the military would take action if its demands to investigate irregularities were not met. Poland's health minister said on Thursday that expected protests against a ruling restricting access to abortion will increase the risk of rising numbers of coronavirus infections. Poland's government put into effect on Wednesday a constitutional court decision banning terminations of pregnancies with fetal defects as conservative policies increasingly take root in one of Europe's most devoutly Catholic countries. China toughened its language towards Taiwan on Thursday, warning after recent stepped-up military activities near the island that independence means war, and that its armed forces were acting in response to provocation and foreign interference. Taiwan is claimed by China as its own territory. It reported multiple Chinese fighter jets and bombers entering its southwestern air defense identification zone last weekend, prompting Washington to urge Beijing to stop pressuring Taiwan. A Russian court on Thursday ordered Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny to be kept in jail after rejecting an appeal against his detention, a decision that Navalny called predictable. Navalny, a prominent critic of President Vladimir Putin, was remanded in custody for 30 days on January 18th after flying back to Russia for the first time since being poisoned, a military-grade nerve agent in August. And Pakistan's Supreme Court on Thursday ordered the release of an Islamist convicted of beheading U.S. journalist Daniel Pearl. It's a decision that has left his family in complete shock, lawyers said. Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh, who was the main suspect in the 2002 kidnapping and murder of Wall Street Journal reporter Pearl, was released by a panel of three judges. And former Ghana President Jerry Rawlings was buried at the country's military cemetery in the capital Accra Wednesday after 4 days of commemorations to mark his death. Rawlings was a controversial figure in the West African nation who transformed from a military head of state who staged two coups to a democratically elected president credited with laying the foundation for peaceful elections and transfers of power in Ghana. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.